"What have they done this time?" said Mrs. Weasley. "If it's got anything to do with Weasley's wizard wheezes." "Why don't you show Harry where he's sleeping, Ron?" said Hermione from the doorway. "He knows where he's sleeping," said Ron. "In my room. He slept there last—" "We can all go," said Hermione pointedly. "Oh," said Ron, cottoning on. "Right. Yeah, we'll come too," said George.
"You stay where you are," snarled Mrs. Weasley.
Harry and Ron edged out of the kitchen, and they, Hermione and Ginny, set off along the narrow hallway and up the rickety staircase that zigzagged through the house to the upper stories. "What are Weasley's wizard wheezes?" Harry asked as they climbed. Ron and Ginny both laughed, although Hermione didn't.
"Mum found this stack of order forms when she was cleaning Fred and George's room," said Ron quietly. "Great long price lists for stuff they've invented. Joke stuff, you know. Fake wands and trick sweets. Loads of stuff. It was brilliant. I never knew they'd been inventing all that. We've been hearing explosions out of their room for ages, but we never thought they were actually making things," said Ginny. "We thought they just liked the noise."
"Only most of the stuff, well, all of it really, was a bit dangerous," said Ron. "And, you know, they were planning to sell it at Hogwarts to make some money, and Mum went mad at them, told them they weren't allowed to make any more of it, and burned all the order forms. She's furious at them anyway. They didn't get as many OWLs as she expected."
OWLs were Ordinary Wizarding Levels, the examinations Hogwarts students took at the age of 15.
"And then there was this big row," Ginny said, "because Mum wants them to go into the Ministry of Magic like Dad, and they told her all they want to do is to open a joke shop."
Just then, a door on the second landing opened, and a face poked out wearing horn-rimmed glasses and a very annoyed expression.
"Hi, Percy," said Harry.
"Oh, hello, Harry," said Percy. "I was wondering who was making all the noise. I'm trying to work in here, you know. I've got a report to finish for the office, and it's rather difficult to concentrate when people keep thundering up and down the stairs."
"We're not thundering," said Ron irritably. "We're walking. Sorry if we've disturbed the top secret workings of the Ministry of Magic."
"What are you working on?" said Harry.
"A report for the Department of International Magical Cooperation," said Percy smugly. "We're trying to standardise cauldron thickness. Some of these foreign imports are just a shade too thin. Leakages have been increasing at the rate of almost 3% a year."
"That'll change the world, that report will," said Ron. "Front page of the Daily Prophet, I expect. Cauldron leaks."
Percy went slightly pink.
"You might sneer, Ron," he said heatedly, "but unless some sort of international law is imposed, we might well find the market flooded with flimsy, shallow-bottom products that seriously endanger—"
"Yeah, yeah, all right," said Ron,
and he started off upstairs again. Percy slammed his bedroom door shut. As Harry, Hermione and Ginny followed Ron up three more flights of stairs, shouts from the kitchen below echoed up to them. It sounded as though Mr. Weasley had told Mrs. Weasley about the toffees. The room at the top of the house where Ron slept looked much as it had the last time that Harry had come to stay. The same posters of Ron's favourite Quidditch team, the Chudley Cannons, were whirling and waving on the walls and sloping ceiling, and the fish tank on the windowsill, which had previously held frog spawn, now contained one extremely large frog. Ron's old rat, Scabbers, was here no more, but instead there was the tiny grey owl that had delivered Ron's letter to Harry in Privet Drive. It was hopping up and down in a small cage and twittering madly.
"Shut up, pig," said Ron, edging his way between two of the four beds that had been squeezed into the room. "Fred and George are in here with us because Bill and Charlie are in their room," he told Harry. "Percy gets to keep his room all to himself because he's got to work."
Why are you calling that owl pig?" Harry asked Ron.
"Because he's being stupid," said Ginny. "Its proper name is Pigwidgeon."
"Yeah, and that's not a stupid name at all," said Ron sarcastically. "Ginny named him," he explained to Harry. "She reckons it's sweet, and I tried to change it, but it was too late. He won't answer to anything else. So now he's Pig. I've got to keep him up here because he annoys Errol and Hermes. He annoys me too, come to that.